all right. You know what it is. When we start talking about NFL football, we're going to start talking about those Pittsburgh Steelers in that last game, JT. Yeah. And before we do that, we need to go back and talk about Major League Baseball. Sean, you had something to say about Houston and Boston and Milwaukee and LA and how you think things will pan out. And I mentioned Springer. I forget his first name.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But he's a ball player. And it seems as though he does nothing but hit home runs during the postseason.
Yeah.
So when you talk about Houston overcoming Boston with Houston having dominant pitching, I definitely could understand, you know, your thought process there. But on the other side, I have a hard time sitting here saying a team that won 108 games, the most games in Major League Baseball, and they're not going to close the deal.
Hey, listen, I'm going to say it like this. Yes, Boston has some hitters. They proved that the other night against one of the other team that won 100 games, the Yankees. So they definitely have some hitting. But like I said, it comes down to pitching. You know what I mean? It comes down to pitching. You know, when I watch sports, I just like to see a good game, good series. That night, the other night, that 16-1 game, I felt bad for those fans who paid all that money to go to Yankee Stadium. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the Yankee Stadium would get the highest tickets. But
the people in Boston didn't feel bad, man.
I bet they did.
And what happened after game one? My man started playing New York, New York.
I heard everybody talk about that.
Like it was over.
Yeah, but you know what, man? And then Stephen A., I was listening to his show. He thought that was kind of some momentum for Boston. The other guy said, listen, man, when it comes to Boston and the Yankees, they don't need no momentum or no extra. That's a rivalry when they play in the season. That's a rivalry. It's an exhibition game.
Uh-huh.
They're rivalry. So they don't need no extra hype for anything. So,
But still, that kind of – you know, put salt in
that
the
was Aaron Judge, man. You know
when,
what I mean?
When you win.
Yeah.
And Springer, his first name is George, so I wanted to make sure I went back to that as well. You know, he's a baller, and like I said, he just shows up big. So we're going to see what's going to happen.
But for so many years when they were so dominant, they stopped each other from going to playing for the pennant. So, of course, it's a rivalry.
Yeah. It's always them.
New York?
Yeah.
Hey, well, other teams need to – you know, stand up. But, again,
well, the good thing, too, about Houston that I like, and Milwaukee, you know, you got two small market teams. You know what I mean? Compared to
so
LA.
So you're saying small market teams could do it?
The Houston proved it last year. Kansas City did it.
Are you telling the Nuttings that? Or
Miami did it.
I don't want to mess up your relationship with the Pirates. Matter of fact, when you take a look at the playoffs, man, how many former Pirates do you see in the playoffs?
Yeah. Boston got some,
Garrett Cole,
Garrett Cole,
for Houston,
McCutcheon was for the Yankees.
Ray, where are you at? Ray Porter, I know he walked in somewhere,
And
he reminded me last week of the other pitcher Houston has. He's going to have to remind me again, but you have McCutcheon. Who just went out.
The Yankees.
I just saw Neil Walker. The Yankees as well.
And I can't think of the player's name right now. We have a player from Boston, on the Boston team that's a former Pirate as well.
Right, And we let him go. Matter of fact, he just hit for the cycle.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to find that information because he definitely needs that recognition.
Well, like I said, you know, at one time I thought there was hope for our team because of these small market teams making it. Not just making it, but winning championships.
But when we sell them off.
Right. And my thing is that when we were had that run, that 3 year in a row, we had the pennant.
Yeah.
I just felt that they didn't do enough to get over that hump. I think they just felt comfortable with getting to the pennant. I mean, not to the pennant, to the wild card. And then instead of, you know, after the first year, they should have did something to get over that wild card game. But it was content, my opinion, it was content of going back to back.
You know what? And Sean, I'm going to cut you off, man, because it's Steeler time.
That's right.
And I can't stand – I really don't like talking about –
Let's go to the black and gold.
Exactly. So, JT, let's, before we get into this game this week, man, and we're going to do our picks with 5 minutes left in this segment so I could tear you up again because last week I went 10-4 because two teams had byes. So, 10-4 sounds right. 11-4, whatever it was, JT, I'll whoop your butt. But the game, man, you know, your overview, we kicked Atlanta's butt, I think, 41-17. I know you picked Atlanta in that game. I picked the Steelers. So what did you say?
Pittsburgh at the time wasn't doing nothing to show me that they could win those games, those high-scoring games. Because if you look, when the Steelers came off the field against the Baltimore Ravens, their defense was spent. So they said, okay, let's take a page from their book. And they just – what they did is they extended drives. And they kept Atlanta's defense on the field. So – look at Atlanta's defense. By the middle of the third quarter, they were spent. They gave him a heavy deuce of James Conner in the first half, went away from him in the second half. But you got to do what's working. And I think, you know, but the other thing is Pittsburgh was dialing up blitzes this past week that was just unbelievable. T.J. Watt probably had the game of his career. And in the other thing
he
I see.
He had three sacks.
Three, and defensive player of the year a week. Again.
And I think James Conner got a weekly recognition
offensive
as well.
Offensive player of the week.
So when your whole team is clicking, and you know you have to give the defense credit for, because what you look for when a team gets just beat down is the way the other team responds the next week. And being that they're our team, I wanted to see the way they responded, and they did a wonderful job.
Right.
And the other thing I found out they did, look at Calvin Ridley, who was leading the league in receivers and touchdowns. He had seven touchdowns, I think, in 3 weeks. But they were throwing the timing off. So with these blitzes they were dialing up. And, I mean, you were probably the best offense when it came to scoring points in the whole NFL.
Exactly. And so, they only score 17 points against this Steeler defense. And when you take a look at the Steeler defense, a lot of people don't realize over two games, the second half, no touchdowns on that Steeler defense.
No points at all.
Well, no, they have field goals. The game against Baltimore. Who did we lose to? Baltimore. Baltimore kicked three field goals that game in the second half.
No, okay. But the Steelers defense over the two games that we lost didn't have 0 points in the second half.
No, I'm saying points scored against the Steelers defense.
Against the Steelers. But you
only gave up field goals. And that was against Baltimore.
Oh,
so
yes.
They gave up no touchdowns in the second half of both games.
And even though Atlanta scored 17 points, I think it would have been 10, but those questionable calls,
yes,
roughing the passer, they got three personal fouls on one drive. That's 45 yards.
Mike Tomlin paid for that too.
$25,000 grand. He had that in his pocket.
$25,000 fine. I mean, those calls were so horrible. I'm glad he spoke up. I'm thinking about.
But he's on.
I'm thinking about opening up a GoFundMe account for Mike Tomlin, even though he doesn't need it. But just to prove a point, we'll raise $25,000 and pay that fine for you.
Well, the thing is, Mike Tomlin is on the committee for the rules committee. So, and when they asked him at first, do you think you'll be fine? He said no.
Yeah.
That's a fact. He said no, I don't believe I will
be fine. Well, $25,000 ain't a fine for something like that.
Yeah. But if you think about it, other people that have bashed the referees, there have been much larger.
Sure. But I don't want to get bogged down, but I do need to mention no Vince Williams that game, no Morgan Burnett. But Mike Hilton was back. And I think Mike Hilton was a key to that secondary. So hopefully.
Especially the blitzes.
Right. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Joe Hayden can stay healthy because I really think.
And having Mike Hilton out there makes Joe Hayden's job much easier.
Exactly. I
they
shut
Julio Jones down.
And like you mentioned as well, T.J. Watts, he just totally went off. Three sacks.
He's a beast.
Also thought.
Isn't he the one who blocked the punt, too?
Yes, he did.
No, he did not. Knicks.
Oh,
Roosevelt.
Yeah, you're right. Roosevelt. Okay.
So special teams, really, really played well also. So it was a well-rounded game for the Steelers. Now, keep in mind, that was an NFC team.
That's the thing.
The Atlanta Falcons. So we're 2-0 against NFC teams, and we finally got a win at Heinz Field. You know, imagine
we usually
that.
Do well against other conferences. I mean, other teams from different conferences.
But you can't make the playoffs just beating up on NFC teams.
Well, you can make the playoffs with wins.
Well, we don't play that many NFC teams, so that's why there's no way you can make the playoffs just by beating NFC teams. So we have three – one of the reasons I bring this up, we have three AFC teams in the division coming up, the next three, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Baltimore. So I think this will go a long way regarding what the Steelers will do from a playoff standpoint.
Yeah, we got to get three of these.
Yeah, I think so too. Plus, we'll see what happens with Bell. If he comes back, so we have the Bell situation. And
he's supposed to come back after the break, right?
After what? Yeah, big, are we,
after,
bye
after
week,
Cincinnati. The bye week. After Cincinnati.
After the game.
Yes.
After the Cincinnati game.
He's supposed to be back week eight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they going to throw him right in there, do you think?
Yeah, well, it would actually be week seven, but we don't play in week seven, so the first game will be
week eight.
No, I don't think that we'll throw him right in, especially with the way Connor's playing, but I do think we'll ease him in. One of the other things I wanted to mention as well, that Baltimore-Cleveland game, okay? I don't know, you caught the JT.
Yes, I did.
You said Cleveland will win.
Cleveland should be 5-0.
Should
if
be. It wasn't for, if it wasn't, be, no.
If it wasn't for their kicker, because the kicker lost them.
Well, look at our kicker.
Exactly. Oh,
shoot. We should have beat them with our kicker.
If we didn't have six turnovers against Cleveland, we would be
bad inclement weather in that game.
It don't matter. That's what you get paid for that. He got a new contract just for that.
I understand.
Yeah.
But Cleveland lost three games because of kickers.
But my point is, when we went up there and when we tied, everyone said, well, you can't beat Cleveland. And I tried to explain Cleveland is a different ball club. They're better this year. And anytime you turn the ball over six times, you're not supposed to win anyway, just like you're saying.
But let me ask you this, too. Now, we talk about Le'Veon Bell coming back, correct?
Well, hold that point because I want to make sure we get in Steelers versus Bengals this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, we're going down to Cincinnati. Now, we know Big Ben, he plays big time in Cincinnati. And
in Ohio, period.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the exact record down there, but I want to say something like 10-1, the Steelers are, over their last 11 games. 7-1, 10-1, something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think about this game, JT?
Well, it's all about execution. If you did – if you use the players on the field and their strengths, and like I said, you got to get Juju, because Juju really wasn't in the game against Atlanta. I mean, he had three or four receptions. He caught the one touchdown.
Right.
But you got to get that man running across the middle. You got to use him in the slot as like he's supposed to be used. Antonio Brown and Ben are starting to click, and there's really nobody that can watch Antonio Brown, and Ben has to understand that. But at the same time, James Conner, he's becoming a threat out of the backfield with the catches.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the whole first drive against Atlanta was all James Conner running and catching. So, I mean, and the other thing Pittsburgh has to do, and really the only person you really have to stop is A.J. Green. I mean, he ate us up for 200 and some yards and three touchdowns last time we played them. But we still walked away with a victory. So, with a healthy Mike Hilton and our defensive, if they keep dialing up those blitzes, I think they're going to they'll bog Andy Dalton all up.
Now, the mean man in the middle is back. Keep in mind, he was suspended for four games. Bontez Burfict.
Burfict. Yeah, he doesn't. To me. You know, I don't even.
He's a difference maker. Now, you have to give him that. He's a difference maker.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's a difference maker for that team, too, because he does dumb stuff that makes that team not win. I mean, he gave away a playoff game.
Yep.
Him and Adam Pac-Man Jones combined for the most stupidest thing ever done in.
Cost,
they had a victory.
Cost Marvin Lewis his first playoff win.
Well, people say that. And
he had his first victory.
I agree. Partially, because keep in mind, and I don't know the exact score, but we were up something like 21-10 in the fourth quarter, and they came back, and then that's when all that stuff happened. So if we would have kept the pressure on and moving forward, we could have really opened up that gap. So we'll see what happens this week in Cincinnati. Like I said, it's a big game. And
I think the Steelers keep it moving in Cincinnati.
Okay, so we're going to get into our picks. Is that time, JT? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I wish you had the record from this past Sunday, because I think I did pose a
comeback. You're supposed to keep that, JT. I mean, I keep my record. I know I did well. If you can't keep yours, I only remember your losses anyway. So.
I know. I think I only had one or two this the past week, and it was the Steelers, and I think that might have been it. So okay. I might have went 13-1.
So look at that schedule real quick, JT, and let me know your slam dunk. I only want one where absolutely, you know, this team will win.
Yeah, we already know what happened Thursday, so let's move on to Buccaneers-Falcons at Atlanta.
That's your slam dunk? We're going to go through the whole.
That's what I'm starting with. Their picks?
We're going to go through the whole list, but I want you to just pick one. Oh, where's a slam dunk? One game that's a slam dunk.
That's a for all the betting people in the world. I like the Falcons to destroy the Buccaneers. They've lost two in a row. They lost to Cincinnati and they lost to Pittsburgh. It's about time for them to get back on the winning track. So I like the Falcons to destroy Tampa Bay. And Jameis Winston, this is his first week back.
I'll give you my slam dunk as we run through the list. So okay. Let's get it on. All right. Tampa Bay, Atlanta. You already mentioned it. You said you like Atlanta. I'm going with Atlanta as well.
Trying to be like me. Go ahead.
Tennessee and Buffalo. Will Shady McCoy still be around?
I like the Texans at home. They've been moving the ball. They just couldn't get it in the end zone last week.
All right. I like Houston as well. And I think I said Tennessee, but it's Houston. Miami and Chicago. So Chicago visiting Miami.
I never know what team in Miami's showing up. I'm going with the Bears.
I'm going with the Bears, too. We'll say the Steelers and Bengals for last. Mm-hmm. So we'll go L.A. Chargers against your Cleveland. Your Cleveland Browns.
I got to go with them, man. They're one of the best defenses in the NFL.
You're going with Cleveland again?
Yes, I am.
Ah, man. Man, I'm going with the Chargers, man. All right. New York Jets against those Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, my goodness. You go first on this one.
I'm going Jets, man.
I'm going to go Jets, too.
All right. Seattle against those L.A. Raiders.
They're called the
Vegas Raiders. I don't know. The Raiders, man. The Raiders. The Raiders.
Overrated Raiders. I'm going with the Seahawks.
I got the Seahawks, too. All right. Arizona against Minnesota.
Minnesota at home.
Minnesota. Me too. So, Redskins against the Panthers.
I like the Redskins at home. They play well at home.
All right. I like the Panthers. Okay. The Rams and Broncos.
Rams.
Rams here too. Jacksonville against Dallas.
Woo! Jacksonville.
Man, I'm going Dallas at home.
Oh, you got to be out of your mind.
Baltimore, Tennessee. Come on, man. We got less than 2 minutes, man.
The Ravens lost, so I'm going to go with the Ravens.
You're going with Ravens? I'm going Ravens, too. All right. They need to get back. So we have Kansas City, big game against New England.
That's the game of the week. I cannot go against the Patriots at home. I don't care how good Mahomes is playing.
I agree. Green Bay, San Francisco.
Green Bay is going to thrash San Francisco.
Green Bay as well. And last but not least are Pittsburgh Steelers against the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm going with the Steelers.
This week, you're going with the Steelers?
Going with the Steelers, baby. Dalton blitzes up.
All right, we got those picks in.
Who you going with?
I'm going with the Steelers, man. You don't even have to ask me.
You never know, Kev.
You don't even have to ask me. But, hey, we had a fantastic show, fellas.
Amazing. And Mr. Sean Gibson, thank you for joining us this week. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Man,
it's always
you.
Good seeing you, man. You still look like you're in 11th grade, man.
Hey, thank you for having me, man, you know.
Really appreciate it. And, again, this comes at you every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We appreciate all of our listeners listening in. Spread the word. and we'll see you all next week.
It's Soul Jake, brought to you by Cameron Professional Family of Businesses.